vpl.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have any notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our shout out this week goes to friend of the show, Bob Fraser, who's been laid up in hospital after an emergency appendectomy. Get well soon, Bob. And also to TV's Todd Talbot, who heroically stepped into Bob's shoes to cover the role of George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life at the Granville Island stage until Bob is ready to return. Yes, the show must go on. No Thunderbird sports this weekend. They're taking the month off, but we'll return with hockey in January. And big congratulations to Mike O'Connor and all the football T-Birds for winning the Vanier Cup in a nail-biter in Quebec City last week. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here, and it looks like they've got some musicians set up in the lounge. So live music coming up on Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy. He'd hate it if you did. Nardwuar the Human Serviette presents at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
All right. Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. I'm Eleanor.
I'm Erica.
We got a special thing happening
We're
here today.
We're so stoked.
So excited. Faith Healer is here, and she is performing a set live on air for us, along with Renee Wilson.
On the drums. All right, so take it away, Faith Healer.
It's a tune called Cosmic Troubles. I left my instinct because of cosmic troubles. I exist. This is my very first time in Vancouver, so it's a nice place. I thought it would be different in a bad way, but it's actually really nice. I'm sorry for having that notion. I don't really know why I did. I just thought it would be... I'm not even going to talk about it. We're going to do another tune. This one's called Acid. Last day of classes, right? That's quite exciting. I guess I'm not supposed to be doing too much stage banter so much as just playing, so we're gonna do another tune. No Car. You grab me. This was going to be the official first ever Faith Healers solo set, but then my friend Rennie was here, so we just figured we're a little duet today. So yeah, thanks. We're trying our best here. Gonna do one, maybe two more tunes. Good to go, Rennie. We already did that one. Infinite Return, yeah. This is a tune called Infinite Return.
Please.
So we're just going to do one more. And then we're going to chat. Is that okay? We got the thumbs up. So it's not dead air if you're tuning out loud, right? Or talking about how you're tuning out loud, so it's not dead air. Still talking. Okay, this is an old song by an old band that I used to be in. Yeah.
On Saturday, December 5th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Vancouver Rape Relief is hosting the Montreal Massacre Memorial, an all-day free event open to the public at the Vancouver Public Library Central Branch. There will be lectures, panels, roundtable conversations, and films about violence against women. For more information, visit their website, rapereliefshelter.bc.ca.
You blew it up! God damn! Santa?
Oh! Nothing like the salt air! Now, if you excuse me, I have a concert to attend!
On December 5th, Mint Records will be hosting this year's Ridiculously Early Xmas Party at the Astoria with performances by Rennie Wilson, Monomyth, Fake Tears, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Uptights, and a Faith Healer solo set. CITR Femme Concept DJs will be playing the hits all night long, and yes, there will be presents for the first 50 people. Visit mintrex.com for more details. Remember, it's this December 5th at the Astoria.
Listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people in Vancouver. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And today it is very exciting. We just had Jessica Jalbert, Faith Healer, play some tunes for us. Would you like to say hello there?
Hello.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is an exciting day for us.
It is very exciting.
The whole station, there's a little buzz going.
Yeah, we were very, very looking forward to this.
Yeah.
You were also joined on the drums by Rennie Wilson. Yes.
Hello.
Tomorrow evening, you're playing a show in Vancouver. Is that primarily why you're here?
That is primarily why I'm here, yeah. It's the Mint holiday gathering at the Lido, and there's a whole bunch of Mint bands playing, and I count as one of those. So
we're playing at the Astoria.
Oh, Astoria! I'm sorry. We're staying near the Lido, playing at the Astoria. There you go.
Nice,
nice.
That's exciting. And you said it was your first time in Vancouver.
It is. Yeah, I think I might have been here once as a kid, but the memory is really foggy. Like we were visiting relatives, and the relatives were dog breeders, so all I can remember is like a bunch of puppies. So I don't know if it was here or not, but it was in BC.
Fond memories.
Yeah,
if you're totally thinking of dogs, yeah, that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you going to say earlier about what you were thinking about what Vancouver was going to be like?
I guess I thought I just had this idea. Okay, like I'm not here to insult the city or anything, but I just had this idea that it was way more hoity-toity, I guess, than what I've experienced so far today. I just got here at like 8 this morning, but everything I've seen has been a lot more real than I thought it would be. I don't know. I had this blown out idea about, you know, like tons of money and stuff, but it's really nice.
There's some money.
Yeah. I mean, I also was only in a really small area so far because I've been here for like 4 hours, but what I saw I didn't feel uncomfortable, and usually I feel really uncomfortable if I'm in like a swanky area or something.
For sure. Mm. Cool. Well, that's awesome. We're very glad that you're here.
I am too. I really am. I can't believe I started it off by saying that I don't want to be here. I do. I really do.
I don't think it's taken that way, but it's always interesting to hear what people think, or like if their expectations are adjusted as once they experience the city, even if it's for an hour in one particular area. But
totally,
it's always interesting to hear people's perspectives.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the idea that I have about Edmonton, where you currently live, is probably not correct, but it's not based off being there. It's based off of things that I've heard.
Yeah, just the things people say are like pictures and tourists, whatever, pamphlets. I don't look at a lot of those, but you know.
Cool. So how long have you lived in Edmonton?
Pretty much my whole, well, I grew up just north of Edmonton on like farmland basically, but so, you know, when you're an adult growing up right outside of Edmonton, then you move to Edmonton because that's the city. So my whole life has been in middle Alberta, basically, with the exception of 1 year when I lived in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
So that's awesome. And I guess you like it enough to be there, to be creating music. And how's the scene?
The scene is really fun. It's pretty scrappy, I think. Like, it's just, winter sucks so much, and so it seems like, and it's just so dark and stuff, so it seems like there should be a whole 6 months of the year where shows don't happen and people don't go out and stuff like that, but that isn't the case, and I feel like that sort of helps bands from Edmonton be really resilient. And then, of course, there's this new thing going on about bands from Edmonton where they get super successful. I mean, we've got two that have done that, and so now everybody's like, whoa, the Edmonton scene, you know, it's blowing up. But it's just because, you know, we've had two major acts blow up. But I mean, like, there's great scenes everywhere. Any place I've played a show, I'm like, oh, this scene's really cool. So I don't know if Edmonton stands out necessarily, but it is really cool.
That's sweet. I think one of the like rumors that I've heard, I don't even know if I would call it a rumor, but about Edmonton is that it's so cold that in the winter everybody just like hibernates and like works on their music. So that's why there's so many amazing bands coming out of there, because
that could be
what's Vancouver's excuse?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know. I always think that it's like I do not fucking want to do anything when it's cold.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't feel like more inspired to work on music. It's not like this like place where everybody goes to the cabin because it's cold and works on their introspective music or anything like that. But I can see that there's, you know, like there definitely is that factor going on, where people have a lot of inside time on their hands. Really, the dark is what keeps me in more than the cold. Like, it's just so dark so early. Mm-hmm. I go home from work at 4:30 and it's dark and it sucks.
Yeah.
But
so how long have you been playing music?
I would say probably 10 years now, I think. Yeah, 10 or 11 maybe. I started writing songs maybe 7 years ago. But I was playing in just, you know, bands with friends since I was a late teenager. So, yeah.
And then Cosmic Troubles under Faith Healer, that's your newest release?
It is, yeah. Came out physically in July and digitally in March of 2015. So that's the latest thing I got going for me.
And have you toured a little bit?
Yeah, we did like various short stretches, basically, to mostly Eastern Canada. And then we did some prairie stuff. And over the summer, we did festivals, you know, around middle Canada, basically. But we haven't done any really extended touring on the album.
Do you have a favorite city in Canada to play?
Actually, I guess I do. My favorite place so far, because any time I played there with, you know, various different bands, I've had a really awesome time. I really like Guelph. I've been there, I've only ever been there in the summertime, and everybody has, like, docks. You can swim in the daytime to break up your workday, and I really like that. And the people there are just super duper nice, and I've always had a great time. So I always look forward to going there, but it's not necessarily that the scene is a lot stronger than anywhere else. I just, when we're on tour and we're going to Guelph, I am happy, basically.
That's awesome. Cool. Should we take a little musical interlude?
Yeah, let's take a little musical interlude. We're going to play a band called Fake Tears, who is playing tomorrow at the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party or Xmas Party. I don't know.
Christmas, Xmas, all the same.
Same, same. All right, so the song we're going to play here is called 14 Stories by Fake Tears off of their album Night Shifting.
Yeah. so sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it? There's only one word for it.
All right. We're back. Fem Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Here live, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, the Musqueam people. We're stoked. We've got Jessica Jalbert, a faith healer here. So, Eleanor, you had a question that I forget, so what was it?
Well, I think first we were going to, there's a couple of more things we want to talk about while we have you here, but I know that the album Cosmic Troubles was very collaborative between you and Renee, and so I was wondering if you would speak a little bit about, like, what that process is like, because I know it's an interesting one, I think, personally.
Sure. Yeah. Renee, I've known for a long time, and he used to play drums in my band. Also played bass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we just, you know, happened to be working in bands together at the same time, and he started doing sort of an internship or renting out a room in a studio, and I wanted to record an album for really cheap. I think I paid him in 5 Bob Dylan albums and
$1,000.
$1,000, yeah. So anyway, so we worked together on that album, which was my first solo release, and it was just really fun to work together, really easy. Renee yes. has an interesting personality, and I find it easy to work with because he's, you know, very honest, very goofy, and a wizard in the studio. He's just
what
a
can
wizard.
I say? But that was my very first album.
That was the first thing. Yeah, first
I mean, it
album
was like the
recorded.
First I did it in the studio.
Yeah.
Like, I rented that room, and then this is like 5 years ago. Yeah. 6 years ago?
I don't
2009
exactly.
or 10. Yes, and then so we worked on that slowly for like a year, 6 months, I don't know.
Yeah, it took a really, really long time, but that's
very casual.
We couldn't get in the studio in the daytime because we weren't really paying studio fees. Anyway, from there, then we just, you know, when I started writing more songs for Faith Healer stuff, I just decided I liked and wanted to continue working with Renee. So he had a little homemade studio set up.
At that time.
So yes. Now he's got a full-fledged big boy studio.
No, I do not.
I don't know what you have now. I don't know. Anyway, the
it
point is.
It just looks better, I think. It's still, okay. It's still a little home
It's not
studio.
In his parents' basement anymore. Yes. But anyway, so we spent a lot of time working on Cosmic Troubles together. It was very easy. It's definitely a collaboration because a lot of the songs were not prearranged. So I would just like play the song on guitar. Renee would hop on the drums and we would play
roughly
it.
Roughly hash it out.
Yeah, we'd just hash it out. We'd play it like, you know, 15 times in a row until we sort of got the feel that we liked for it.
Mm-hmm. And like and in that time, you would like insert parts, maybe like for future, we'll add a thing here or add a thing there. And then eventually that part would be filled in and sound like, I don't know. There's like a little tiny bit of like arrangement, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, and part of the reason why that was so easy to do was because we weren't like paying, like, you know, I paid Renee money for sure, but it wasn't like on the clock studio time.
Yeah.
It was, you know, at his parents' house. You know, we'd take breaks and
on
they
Tuesdays.
Would have dinner made for us, and it was only on Tuesdays.
Yes, it was the best.
So, yeah, we'd go for kefir. We went for awesome food all the time. Anyway, yes. So the reason that I think that we it was really easy to work out that way was because we didn't have, a real deadline. And it's not like we had, like, you know, an engineer and a producer and all these session players, like, hanging over our shoulders. We just sort of did it the way we wanted to do it, and it turned out
We're the only
okay.
ones on the record.
That's true. We are the only ones. Funny. There are no other musicians on the record. Just Renee and I. Not even vocalists. Nothing.
I know, which That's is funny because the last record that we did, she had mentioned.
We brought in whole band.
Yeah, we brought in a whole bunch. Like, some sessions were just the two of us, but some we had, like, horns and, like,
yeah,
other things.
Cellist. Yeah.
Yes, and this one, it wasn't even planned, though. Like, at the end of the whole process, we're just like, oh, it's just you and me.
Yeah, and his studio, his parents' place is so far away from where most people live, yes. So it would be really hard to bring musicians in because it's such a commute.
Nobody wants to go there.
No. Anyway, that was the process, basically.
So it's not like anybody was knocking on the door being like, I want to play with y'all guys.
Some people were, but our friends.
Yeah, but you know.
I know one person who wanted to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mitch did.
Oh, of course he did, yeah.
Nothing against Mitch.
No, not at all. He just wasn't there. Anyway, you know, maybe next time we'll actually bring the band in for recording. But I think, you know, I'll probably work with Renee again if he'll work with me. And
shrugs.
Show me the money.
We'll see.
Cool. That's awesome. That sounds like a good, relaxed experience. That's the benefit of having the whole house and the parents' house thing.
Yeah.
Great times. Totally. You want to get out of your parents' house so bad, and then you think about it, it's a great place.
Renee's
parents
are real
the best roommates.
They are.
Ever. I can say that, especially now.
Yeah, they have a lot of patience, actually. I admire them.
They're very, like, supportive. They're artist-type people. Mm. The funny thing, though, is, like, they're always home, too. Like, they have they're potters. They make pottery for a living.
Oh,
and their studio is across, like, in the basement of that house. It's, like, divided by a stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, they had to hear us, like, all...
Everything
we recorded, they were, like, across the way doing their, like, pottery, but...
And Renee's studio is, like, in the laundry room. So Renee, who's a bit harsh sometimes, was like, Mom, the dryer's on! We're trying to record! She had to come and be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, but you
and
know what?
Stop the dryer.
My mom collects fabric. Yeah. So she's always washing
things. So the house
things.
Is soundproof? Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, in the sense of, like...
Oh, you know, that's true, though. My mom collects so much fabric that I stapled it all over the walls. That's how I soundproofed the basement. She had so much that I just
but
folded it over.
But she can't wash it while we're tracking, because then she's in big trouble.
Yes. Well, you know, me and my mom and my dad have a... We have a very open relationship.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, what a process. That sounds like the way to do it. So Eleanor and I were curious about your experience, Jessica, in terms of being a woman in the music industry. And I guess we just are wondering if you can speak to that experience in whatever way.
Totally. Like we were kind of chatting earlier, I was... I used to be of the opinion that I didn't want to talk about it. I was like, well, you know, if you bring it up, then you're just like pointing it out, you know, and I always was surrounded by, well, primarily male musicians all the time when I play music and especially when I was younger. But I used to really aggressively not want to like acknowledge that I'm a gal playing music, I guess. But I don't know, the world is certainly changing a lot even over the past, you know, 10 years. And I think a lot of these, like, at this point, I feel like I'm glad that those conversations have happened regardless of, you know, me probably wanting to ignore it. Because it is actually a real thing, you know, being a little bit undermined because you're not a dude, you don't, you know, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
have like, you know exactly how it is, basically. But I do feel, I mean, it's something I think about a lot more than maybe I used to. But I don't necessarily feel like I'm hitting a whole lot of roadblocks. Maybe I'm oblivious to them. Or maybe they're not there because I have I'm not, you know, I'm not, I don't have a commanding personality, but I also don't have, it's not that, you can't just like, you know, I don't get that intimidated by, as much as I'm stuttering right now, by,
don't let people push you around.
I don't let people push me around, and that's just part of my personality, I guess. You know, I can be really, I can be really weak in certain areas, but then, you know, I've never really felt like I'm less than capable because I'm a girl and those are guys telling me whatever, you know? So I've been really lucky because I actually don't get a lot of, pressure about that, you know? And so I think I'm really lucky when I see other people go through those things. It kind of pisses me off and I feel like, man, that sucks. But I also don't want to aggressively butt in because it's more than just, like the femaleness that's being attacked. Sometimes it's also just, you know, like meekness or, mm-hmm. or like willingness or, you know, eagerness to please or something like that. So mm-hmm. I also don't want to be like, hey, you don't have to take that, you know, cause like yeah. you can take whatever you want, you know, but I don't know. Anyway, it's not really a very straightforward answer, but that is my answer.
I think that's a great answer. That's your own personal experience and that's what you speak to. And that's the best that anybody can speak to. So I think that is number one. Okay, should we have a little music breaky, we think? Okay, so we're going to play some more tunes from peeps that are playing tomorrow at the Astoria at the Mint Records Christmas Party. This band is called Energy Slime, composed of Jay Arner and Jessica Delisle. Yes. And the song we're going to play here is called Star on the Ground off of New Dimensional.
Yeah.
Yo, yo. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And we have Jessica Gelbert here and Renee Wilson.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, wow. So, low, monotonous. All right, so we were chatting a little bit before just about what you got planned, but, you know, just those people out there that want to know a little ditty about what's up, you want to
write
it down?
Sure. I have a show tomorrow night, and then after that I truly have nothing, nothing at all coming up, with the exception of South by Southwest in like 3 months or something.
Great.
So up until then, I'm going to try and write new songs and record them.
That's a great goal.
Thanks.
That's a big goal. It sounds simple, but it's not so simple.
I find it hard.
Yeah. As do I. All right. So, Eleanor.
Sweet. Well, yeah, we just have a few minutes remaining, and just want to thank you both again for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So, this is something that we like to do every once in a while when we can. Is play a little game called Would You Rather? Came up with some Christmas-themed questions because, you know, it's December 4th today and Christmas is only 21 days away, so very exciting. Okay, first one, you ready? Would you rather have it be Christmas for the rest of your life, Christmas Day, or Halloween Day for the rest of your life?
Christmas, for sure.
I think Christmas just because I get pretty grouchy around Halloween, but I get pretty grouchy around Christmas too. So both sound awful. Maybe Christmas, because there's not as much dressing up.
Yeah, I agree. I actually like Christmas tack a lot. So if it was all year round, may not want to open presents every day, but eventually you could ignore all that stuff. And when you were visiting your parents, you could open presents. So it would always be a grand event.
Okay, good, good.
What would you say? What's your
answer? Do you have an answer, Erica?
I would totally go with... Okay, what are the options again? Christmas Day, Halloween Day.
It's would you rather. It's one
or just
the
those
other.
Two. I thought you said another third option.
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
I got confused. I would say Halloween just because I'm not into Christmas that much. Not because I want more, just because I don't want the other one.
Yeah. I think Halloween, because you could just dress up every day.
Which you kind of, everyone does.
I mean, yes, but you'd have more of a reason.
I suppose.
Okay. The other one is, if you had to choose between only being able to eat for like candy-wise or like sweets-wise, candy canes for the rest of your life or gingerbread?
Maybe gingerbread, because you could do more with it. I feel like candy canes, like I already have really bad teeth and my teeth would just fall out, I think. But gingerbread's like way more filling, but I could imagine making like a gingerbread sandwich or something like that. Or like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Gingerbread, it could be
candy
so soft.
Candy cane, my tummy would just hurt so bad,
yeah.
I think.
And candy canes are like, they're pretty nasty. Like you see them and you have them and you're like, this would be so good. And then when you're sucking on the part that's curved and then the other part touches your face, it's just there's a lot of...
Yeah,
you still have
that's
that plastic
disgusting.
On it, you can't get it off. Yeah.
You get green and red on,
on
your face.
Tis the season.
But hot gingerbread sounds really nice.
Gingerbread houses.
You make a house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then you would have candy canes anyway to put them on, so why not go
incredible.
With the gingerbread?
Yeah, no, for sure. Gingerbread, undoubtedly. Any more?
No, I mean, that's all I have. Do either of you have any would-you-rathers that you particularly enjoy?
Let's think of one.
Would you rather have, Jessica, your butt for your face? Or your face for your butt?
If you had your face for your butt, would you also have it for your face?
Like, would you rather
you
have
either
a face
have
for a butt
butts?
And two faces? I'd probably go with that
either
one.
Either two butts or two faces. I think the answer is really obvious.
Or eyeballs